Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Before we begin our Mishnah, let me remind you what we learned in Masechtes Bava Metzia. You remember a sugya of Oino. Oino spelled Aleph Vav Nun Aleph Hey. Oino means to fool someone, mislead someone. Oino is Dvarim, is when you hurt someone with words, which is a terrible Aveira. Then there's Oino when it comes to money. So what if I overcharge? Or, I bought something but paid way under. There's either an overcharge or an undercharge. Either way, we learned that the halacha is, if it was more than a sixth, a shesus or shtus, this shtus, by the way, is spelled shin tuf vav saf, not shin tes vav saf. It means a sixth. If I overcharge someone by more than a sixth, the whole deal is off. Or, if I paid a price that was too low, by more than a shtus of its actual value, the deal is off. If the overcharge or undercharge was by less than a shtus, I overpaid or underpaid, less than a sixth of its actual value, then forget it, whatever the price was, the price was. If it was exactly a sixth, then the din is the sale stays a sale, but if I overpaid, then the seller has to return the extra money to me. If I underpaid, I have to return the extra money to the seller. Zakta Mishnah, Shum HaDayanim. When Dayanim assess the value of the Nechasim of the Yisayimim, how much it's worth. And based on their assessment, the Dayanim sell part of the Nechasim of the Yisayimim. What are they going to do with the money? They're going to pay the Alman of the Ksuba. The Yonim assess how much the Yerusha that the Yisoyimim Yarshind is worth, and they sell off parts to pay the Alman of the Ksuba. The Meiri explains sometimes they may sell it to pay up a chayv that the father had, or to provide food for the Yisoyimim. Then it turns out that it was a mistake. Shepichzu, by mistake, their assessment was less Shesus, in other words, the Nechasim that they sold was a sixth less than the actual value. Or they made a mistake, vaisifu, and they sold it to an expensive price, shesus by a sixth. So din is michron batel, the sale becomes batel. Batel, didn't I just say that if it's exactly a sixth, isn't that what we learned in Bava Metzia? The sale stays, you just have to return the extra money? Yes, that's in a regular sale. But here it's different. Because we're dealing with bezdin, we're being a little bit more strict. Because I'll tell you something else. That whole halacha that we said, it depends if it's more than a six or less than a six, is only when you sell metaltalim. But here we're talking about even karka. Stam is that when one person sells something to someone else, we say, ein aino lekarkois. But here, even if they sold karka, and they're off by a six, the mecher is batel. And the reason is, dayanim are considered shluchim of the yisayimim. They're an agent, they're a messenger of the yisayimim. The yisayimim can't sell the nechasim, they're too young. Bezin does it for them. Now, if I appoint you as a shliach, stamazin, let's say I appoint you as a shliach, sell something. When you go and you sell it for too cheap of a price, the shlichus is batel. Then you have no right to sell it. I can say to you, I sent you to help me, not to make things worse. For that matter, let's say you sold it for too much a price. The mechir is batel. And here it's for a different reason. Because the buyer says, I didn't look into it so much because I relied on Bezdin. That's why we're machmir A, even if it's a shtus, even if we're off by a shtus, the mekach is batalin, even though it's karka. Al kolponim, that's what the Tanakam holds. Shim ben Gamliel disagrees. Shim ben Gamliel Omer, no, michron kayim. The sale is going to be sustained. The sale is valid, even though they were off by a sixth. Because if you're going to say, Cain, that this is true, that even Bezdin, when they make a mistake, we're so strict with them, so makayach bezdin yafu, where's the power of Bezdin? According to Shim ben Gamliel, look, Chachamim gave a kayach to Bezdin, that their sale is valid, even if they make a mistake, yes. Of course, it depends how much of a mistake. Tosfos Yom Tov says, if they sold an achasim for less than half of its value, or they charge more than double of its value, even Rav Shim ben Gamliel would be maida, that the mechira is batal. Zakta Mishnah Vaito. Let me tell you where everybody would agree. Avalim also igeres bikoires. Igeres is a letter. Bikoires means come and inspect it. Like bikur chaylim, come and visit the chayla. Or a carbon tone bikur, we check it out for 4 days to see if it doesn't have a mum. What if Bezin said, look, we're making an announcement, we're selling this property, come and check it out and give a bid, and we'll give it to the highest offer? That's called Igeris Bekaris. If that's the case, even the Tanakama would be Moida. That Afilu Machru, even if they sold Shavamana, what was worth 100 Zuz B'Mesayim for 200, or Shavamesayim, where they sold 200 B'Mana for 100, Michron Kayim, the sale is sustained. This wasn't a mistake. They invited people to check it out and give an offer. We'll take the highest offer. Even here, though, says the Ramban, the Mishnah is giving us some kind of a shear. The Mishnah says, even if they sold 100, a field that was worth 100 for 200, or a field that was worth 200 for 100, fine, they took the highest bidder. But, let's say they sold a field that was worth 100 for more than 200, or a field that was worth 200 for even less than a mana, either more than double, or less than half, then it would be bottle even with an Igeris Bekaris. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. If there was an appraisal made by Dayanim, how much the property of the Yesoyim are worth because they had to sell it, and they made a mistake, they value the property at a sixth less or a sixth more than what it was really worth, the din is Michron Bottle. So we said there are two differences here between this case and the standard halachis of Eino when one person sells something to another for either too much or too little. First of all, over there we say if it was a sixth, the sale stands. You just have to return the extra money. Here we're saying even though it's a sixth, they weren't off by more than a sixth, the mechir is bottle. And we're also saying it's true for karka, where by regular sale we say Eino Eino lekarkais. Okay, so Bezin made this assessment. They were off by a sixth. The mecher is bottle. Shem Megamil says, no, if Bezin did it, it's good. But if they invited people to come and inspect the property and offer the highest bid, and even if they wound up selling a field that's worth 100 for 200 or a field that's worth 200 for 100, then is Michron Kayem, the sale stands.